The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hey, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Another round of S Medical Experts, all involving the great medical institution out in Riverhead. The Peconic Bay Medical Center. Each and every week, we speak to an expert in that particular field, all part of the big machine that is so vibrant right here on Long Island, and people who make it that way. And today, a wonderful guest of family medicine, Dr. Josephine Chaplin, is joining us, and we welcome her to the airwaves on this Saturday. Great to have you, Doctor. Appreciate your contributions and everything. Give us a little bit of background on yourself and what you do as a family medicine doctor with Peconic Bay Medical Center Group, especially at Santa Maritza's there.
Hi, so it's great to be on again. Like you said, my name is Dr. Josephine Chaplin. I grew up on Long Island, born and raised here. I grew up in East Patchogue, went at state for college to SUNY Geneseo, came back here and did medical school at NYIT in Old Westbury. During med school, I did a rotation at Peconic Bay Medical Center and absolutely loved it. So ended up doing my residency there for 3 years. And then I joined the Peconic Bay Medical Group in Santa Maritza. I've been there for about a year now. Recently got married to my wonderful husband, Michael, about a year ago. And we recently bought a house this year in Santa Maritza. So I'm a local. I'm staying here. And it's been great.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on the nuptials. Now, you did your residency at the PBMC. Explain to the audience what a residency is and why you did stay with Peconic Bay, Dr. Chaplin.
Sure. So during medical school is a four-year process. You do 2 years where you're mostly in the classroom learning, kind of book learning, things like that. The second 2 years is when you really get out into the field in the hospital and you do rotations through all different specialties, family medicine, surgery, internal medicine, pediatrics, OBGYN, and it kind of gives you a feel for what field you might want to go into. So then after that, you do a residency in the field of your choice, and those residencies can range anywhere from 3 years up to 5 or 7 years, depending on which field you pick. So residency is just additional training in that area, focusing on the specialty of your choosing. So my family medicine residency was 3 years long. So we get experience in the hospital as well as a lot of specialized training outpatient in a family medicine office. So I absolutely loved Peconic Bay. Like I mentioned earlier, I did a rotation there in medical school, loved the hospital, loved the people, and that's one of the reasons why I did my residency there. Great to be part of a smaller institution, but still have the backing of Northwell behind us. It's great that I did my residency here. I've been with the Peconic Bay for almost 5 years at this point, so I know a lot of the specialists. I know a lot of the attendings. We have a great working relationship with each other. If one of my patients gets admitted to the hospital, for instance, the attending doctor from the hospital will shoot me a message to let me know or keep me posted on them. So it's really great to kind of be part of this community, as well as having Northwell behind us in the bigger picture.
No doubt about it. Northwell is a giant, as we know. We should first specify family medicine. The difference between that doctor and internal medicine doctors. What would be the big difference there?
Yep. So probably the biggest difference is the types of patients we can see. So internal medicine usually sees ages 18 and over. Only while family medicine, we see all ages. So I can see anybody from birth to death. We also do a lot more in terms of things like women's care. Most internal medicines don't do things like pap smears and stuff like that. Internal medicine doctors sometimes do more hospital training than we do. We have a little bit more outpatient training in the community, but usually most family medicine doctors work predominantly outpatient. Internal medicine doctors can work in either place. But like I mentioned, the biggest difference is really that age range of patient that we can see.
It's good to note there. Now, As we're talking with Dr. Josephine Champlin, Family Medicine, Peconic Bay Medical Center. Doctor, as a family medicine doctor, you could potentially treat a patient in early childhood in their, let's say, or in their 80s and 90s. You know, it kind of goes the full span. How does treating such a large range as far as the age group is concerned shape the care patients actually receive? Interesting there.
Yeah, so it's great to be able to see a little bit of everything, and it really is kind of all-inclusive treatment. You can treat an entire family. So I have patients where I see the kids, the parents, and in some cases, the grandparents. People love that they can get care for their entire family in one place, and it also helps you build a relationship long-term. So I could start seeing a patient when they're in their teens and continue seeing them throughout the next 30, 40 years of their life. Which is really great. It helps you build a relationship. You have a strong connection. And it kind of helps with this long-term treatment plan.
Yeah. And you got so much history involved, too, with that particular patient throughout the years. Now, one of your focuses is on good doctor-patient communication. How does that communication affect the overall patient experience?
So I think communication is key. When patients feel comfortable with their provider, they feel comfortable expressing their concerns, expressing any issues they have during their office visit. And I would almost argue that the most important portion of any patient encounter, whether it be outpatient in the hospital, is the patient history, what they're telling you. You can get more information from that than anything else, and it really helps you shape how you continue your workup and treatment plan. I provide what tests I might or what blood work I might draw, even what sort of exam I do is really going to be based on the patient's history. And patients need to feel comfortable talking with you. Otherwise, you're not going to get much information. So I really think that taking a few minutes to get to know your patients on a personal level really helps solidify this doctor-patient relationship and improves the quality of care. And it really doesn't add all that much time to your encounter, and patients like it. They really want to feel heard. They don't want to be treated like a number or a line in a textbook. They want to be treated like a person. And even if it's just something as simple as saying, hey, I remember last time you were here, you mentioned your cat was sick. How is the cat doing? And it may seem silly and minute, but it means a lot to them. And I think that's really important and helps build that relationship and make the patients more comfortable expressing concerns they have that might even be a little embarrassing or a little uncomfortable to talk about.
No doubt. You mentioned concern. I guess there is a big concern with those as far as throughout the pandemic. A lot of people might have delayed returning to the doctor's office for the old annual checkup. I mean, what would you say to those listeners right now?
So, right, we've definitely had a lot of patients come in saying they kind of put stuff off, whether it be their annual checkups or their screening exams. And that's okay. A lot of people did it, but definitely get back in, get caught up. It's safe to come into the doctor's office, and, you know, it's better late than never, as they say, but definitely important to get back in, see your physician, get your annual checkup, get your blood work, get your screening exams. This way we can make sure that everything's great moving forward.
It's key. Don't put it off any longer. Get those physicals and everything else that have been delayed without question. We'll squeeze in one more before the break, doctor, and that is as a primary care doctor, you may have to kind of refer patients to other specialists. How does being part of the PBMC group kind of help in that regard?
So it's great, especially as part of Peconic Bay Medical Group. We keep adding more specialists specifically to our group, and especially out here on the East End where the specialists are needed. We've been bringing a lot of new great providers out here so we can refer right within our own group. We have some great referral coordinators and nurse navigators who help patients with making these appointments and connecting them with their specialists. And then we also have Northwell behind us with their larger group of specialists if we need something that's slightly more specialist care. And we have their resources there also.
Important stuff. And, I don't think you can emphasize the importance enough of your primary? You know, and I know that with all the conglomerates and PPO, HMO, and all that stuff these days, let's not forget the importance of that primary care doctor as far as treatment and everything else, especially in this day and age. Extremely important. We're going to talk more with Dr. Josephine Chaplin. She is of family medicine, and we're talking the Peconic Bay Medical Center, and we refer to Dr. Chaplin and others as the experts, as the medical experts involving the great PBMC. We will take a break. Important messages coming up, and we return to important conversation right after these words. We are back. You're listening to Ask the Medical Experts. Jay Oliver here. Ladies and gentlemen, another round of Ask the Medical Experts involving the Peconic Bay Medical Center. Each and every week, we give you an expert in that particular field. I'll tell you, family medicine, so important. Primary physicians, you name it. We'll get back to Dr. Chaplin here. As a primary care doctor, Dr. Chaplin, you may... we should say we kind of covered that, but your office is in Santa Mauritius, and it's correct. Currently under renovation, we understand. Where are you currently taking appointments? Let's tell the audience.
So currently I'm seeing patients over in our new office in Shirley, which just opened back in May or so. So we are temporarily here while our office is going under renovation, but we will be back in Santa Mauritius in about a month or so. And it'll be great. We're really excited to be back over there.
And that is fantastic stuff. So let's not detract as far as getting that care. You just heard Dr. Chaplin. Doc, as far as walk-ins, do you take walk-in appointments, by the way?
So we don't take specifically walk-in appointments at Center Mauritius. We can usually offer same-day appointments. If you do walk into our office, we might be able to squeeze you in, but you might have to wait a bit. We do offer two walk-in locations as part of Peconic Bay Medical Group, though. We have our office over in Manorville, as well as this new office in Shirley that will be offering walk-ins as part of urgent care, but also part of Peconic Bay Medical Group. So if we can't get you in at our office in Santa Mauritius, you'll be able to be seen at one of our other locations.
What about telehealth? Is that offered?
Yep. So I absolutely do telehealth. Telehealth has become really important, especially with COVID. So I'd say I really use it most frequently with our COVID patients who are looking for treatment or to kind of discuss their symptoms and see what they should be doing. We like to use telehealth just to avoid having anybody come into the office if they're not feeling well. But we do telehealth for other things also. I think it's been a great resource.
That is excellent. Where can the listeners go to learn more about primary and family care over at the PBMC? Where would they go?
So you can go to the Peconic Bay Medical Center website, which is pbmchealth.org, and you can find all the information there about all of our primary and family medicine sites and what we offer and what providers are out there.
Important stuff, Dr. Josephine Chaplin, family medicine. You know, we're coming off learning about a virus of almost 2 years, the devastation it caused and whatnot. Do you treat a lot of people as far as not only, you know, as far as coming down with the COVID, but also I would imagine flu season, which we are in right now, and trying to juggle a lot of stuff as far as, you know, this is the time of the year, so to speak, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we are definitely still seeing COVID out there, but luckily the symptoms are much more mild than they were a couple of years ago. We're not seeing as many patients in the hospital anymore. We're not sending as many patients to the hospital. For most patients, it's kind of presenting like a cold or a really bad flu that can linger for a couple of days to a couple of weeks. It is also tricky to distinguish COVID versus flu versus all of the regular upper respiratory sorts of viruses that happen this time of year. But say if you're unsure what's going on, definitely contact your provider. There's ways we can check for all of those things in the office, or we can go over your symptoms with you. But definitely important to speak with your doctor if you're concerned.
I always remember years ago coming off a cruise ship, we were violently ill, the missus and I. And they told us it wasn't flu. Well, if it wasn't flu, it had to be COVID. It was probably one of the first cases. Not bragging about it, but man, I'll tell you. Is it that hard at this point in time to kind of distinguish between the two?
Sometimes it is hard. You know, the symptoms do overlap. Right now, a lot of the patients we're seeing with COVID are presenting with a sore throat, a headache, and a stuffy nose. So that could be a whole slew of things, everything from allergies to even a flu to a regular upper respiratory infection to COVID. So sometimes it's really hard to tell those symptoms apart. And the easiest way to do it is to get the COVID swab, where we can check you for COVID. We can also check for flu. We can check for other viruses just by doing the one simple nasal swab. This way we can get you answers.
The easiest. Are you ever amazed enough regarding VPBMC / Northwell and all the technology and advancements that you have seen over the years? Does it ever amaze you as far as where we are at today, technologically speaking, in the medical world?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I haven't been around all that long compared to some other providers, but I've been out at Peconic for, you know, I was here, this is my second year as an attending, 3 years for residency, and then a medical student before then. And back when I was in med school is when Northwell really just took over Peconic Bay out here. And watching the growth has been unreal. And the hospital alone, we built the new critical care tower, the cardiac cath lab, brand new ICUs. And then just watching the medical group expand, opening this big office in Shirley and getting all of our new specialists out here. And it's just been great, the technology and the resources that I think a lot of it is due to Northwell coming out here. But we also have our own little family out here at Peconic Bay Medical Center, and it's been great.
Yeah, the Josephine Chaplin Family of Medicine, PBMC. We mentioned the age group and the challenges. What is the biggest challenge right now for somebody listening, either a patient, potential patient for that matter? What are the challenges for any individual across the age group of what we kind of specified? What would they be facing today? What is their challenge today in trying to stay healthy?
Yep. So I honestly think one of the biggest challenges we have nowadays is the presence of technology and social media. And it's been different over the years. A lot of people come into the office because you're able to Google your symptoms and look things up ahead of time. And it poses a challenge to patients who might have a lot of anxiety over their health because of these things they're finding online or reading about in forums, and challenges as a provider because we have to address these concerns, especially, like I said, with the presence of social media and a lot of stuff being prominent out there that wasn't years ago. You know, even looking back at my own time when I was a teenager, social media wasn't really a thing. And now these kids have access to it at the tip of their fingers. So it's really, you know, if you're concerned about your health or have something that's worrying you, I would kind of urge you to stay off social media, stay off those forums and things like that. If you're going to Google, look at your medical sites, things like the Northwell Health website or the Mayo Clinic or real medical sites, and absolutely talk with your doctor about your concerns. It'll help alleviate your anxiety, alleviate your concerns, and kind of help you get better care.
You know, we cite one of the biggest things out there is misinformation. That's what social media sometimes, you know, sometimes you don't get the right stuff, you know, and that's important. So that's excellent, excellent advice, talking with Dr. Josephine Chaplin, Peconic Bay, Northwell Health. What does Northwell Health mean to you, Dr. Chaplin, as far as, you know, just that affiliation alone?
Yeah, so I think Northwell Health is great. It's really a large organization that's kind of exploded over the last couple of years across Long Island and throughout New York, really. So it's really great that we have them backing us out here. And they truly do care about their employees, their staff, their patients. It's having these resources and these connections that helps with patient care. But then having Pecanife under them, we really have kind of this small town family medicine feel where it doesn't feel like you're part of a large organization. And that's kind of what's great about Northville is they take on these little smaller hospitals, I should say, and smaller medical groups. And so we have their resources behind us, but we still can feel like we're kind of a small community hospital, which I think is great. And Northville provides that for us. But if we need help, we need to send patients to a tertiary care center or get more resources, we have those out there. And it's easy to get in contact with Northwell to ask for help when we need things. So it's great.
Partner like that, I'll tell you that much. That is fantastic. One more time, if you don't mind, my dear, as far as those who are listening to learn more about primary and family care over at the PBMC, where would they go?
So you can go to our Pecanic Bay Medical Center website, which is pbmchealth.org. And there you can find all about our primary and family care locations, physicians, and all that good stuff.
Stuff is having you back on the show. We can't thank you enough. We look forward to the next time. How's that?
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate it all. Dr. Josephine Champlin, family medicine, ladies and gentlemen. Ask the medical experts. Pecanic Bay Medical Center. We'll do it again next week. Jay Oliver here saying stay well, stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you then. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.